Indeed, we welcome each of you. We welcome you in Chorus. We welcome you in true preparation of the reason for the gathering. As you will permit, as you will guide, as you will allow, indeed, you understand that the energies of which the channeler speaks are quite accurate, are quite real, and are already being established within your energy body, yes? Now, for some of you, you are quite attuned to this increase. You are quite used to dealing with energy, working with energy, understanding the uses, understanding the experiences that are afforded. Now, for others, this is a brand new course. This is something quite unfamiliar. Energy, what in the world is she talking about? In other words, do not allow your physical eyes to deceive you. What is at play, what is occurring, is that you are receiving an experience of alchemy. In other words, you are lessening your reality to be primarily that which is focalized, that which is primarily dwelling in the physicality, and you are opening up as a species, yes? Now, you have heard about this. We have spoken about this in past discussions, and we will continue because it is your right to see the truth with your spiritual vision, yes, to understand the truth. Now, in truth, you have all jumped on board. You have all come on board. In fact, you have checked us out prior to the arrival of the physical body. Now, this is quite important that you understand. This is a leap of faith and a leap of consciousness. In other words, each of you have agreed to jump a timeline, understand? Now, this is important to recognize and to realize of this occurrence. As you receive these attunements, as you receive these upgrades, in fact, your old reality is passé. It is no more. And you are attuned to what you would perceive to be a new experience, a new life, a new vantage point. Now, as we are saying, you travel in your energy mostly, and the physicality is only a small compartment. Now, what we are to say, what we are to suggest, is when you decide to arrive, it is because you have already checked out the territory. You already have checked out the facts. You have decided who it is that you will sit next to. You have decided, in truth, the message that you will receive. Now, there is some partnership going on. There is the telepathic communication. There is the starseed aspect of the channeler. She is doing her good job. You see, she is receiving the script, the promotion, the activation. But in truth, this is a dialogue that has already occurred. Now, this may be pushing buttons for some, but it is quite accurate, and it is an important discovery. Because when you decide that you are the master creator, that you in truth decide the messages that you are to receive, the information that you are ready to have broadcast through the channeler's vocal cords, well then, what is up with that? You see, all this talk about there being an exterior reality, some focal point to be fixated on that is primarily outside the self. You have heard of this, you have spoken of this amongst yourselves, yes? This idea in term of the projection. Now, in truth, this is an illusionary world. We have spoken about this numerous times. And in truth, as we have been sharing, there are certain portals or openings that will relieve you of the pressure of residing simply in the linear experience in the body. Now, may we suggest that you open your mind, you open your heart, which is awakening, to receive transference through these portals. Now, as you do, you will become the alchemist. You will get quite comfortable in your multidimensional bodysuit. You see? Now, we have already suggested that you were there and you were here. In other words, you are in the comfort of your bedroom or living room, mind streaming, if you will, performing a bit of telepathy in regards to your future experience. Yes, I am ready to receive the codes, the activations. I am ready to receive the message that may push a button, but may enlighten me, may fill me up with glory and wisdom and advancement. Yes, I am ready to receive this truth. And this information is downloaded. You see, there is an agreement. There is a energy exchange, if you will. And then the linear mind makes a decision. You know, I think I will try out this group. I think I will climb the stairs. I think I will find where this gathering shall be. You see, now the mind is really the last to receive this communication. Now, this is one aspect of your multidimensional experience. In truth, you are much vaster than this, and this is what you are discovering. The belief in the parallel lives, the alternate experiences, you seem to still dwell in the belief in the linear. It would be marvelous if these past life regressionists would stop the idea of it being a past life at all, but rather an energy exchange between developing personas. In other words, there is the soul work, and the soul is up to many explorations, you see? The more that you are quite liberal with the advanced truth that all is occurring simultaneously, the more liberal you will be in adjusting to all the various timelines. Each of you are a composite of the whole, and there are many strengths, wisdoms, abilities, yes, that you would like to impart on this particular incarnation that is listening to our talk. You are becoming into agreement. We would suggest that it is time, and so this is the focal point of our message. In other words, to travel lightly in regards to this being your only true reality. In reality, you are all talking up a storm in what you would call your light language. You see, some of you are tapping into this. Many are tapping in on an unconscious level. It is for you all to get comfortable with the awareness that you communicate with each other non-verbally at a moment's notice in many different languages, as you would term them to be. Now, this is occurring simultaneously while you are having your pretty discussion. Yes, I would love to lunch here. How about this particular time? All the meanwhile, you are having another beautiful conversation amongst your star language or encodings, we suggest. Now, we share this information with you boldly because we are pushing the envelope. Yes, could I be this interesting? Do I have the ability to fill all these capacities? And we say yes and more. Now, let us speak about different skill sets. There are some of you looking and targeted to bring in beautiful modalities of healing. We trust you know who you are. Now, there are some exceptions to this. There are those of you, quite frankly, that haven't even begun to tap into their skill set, and yet they are the beautiful metaphysicians of light. You are the ones we are most interested in touching, quite frankly, because it is time to get started. Now, we have been adamant with our channeler. We have been pushing her comfort zone, if we will, because it is time for her to begin her ministry, to develop contact with her particular field of interest, her star system, if you would, and her brothers and sisters in the light. Now, she is good to go, that she understands she must get a valise ready. But what about the ones that do not even realize this is where they are going? This is what they're targeted to. Now, this is the reason we're having this beautiful discussion. We are sharing these truths because it is time to get started. It does not mean that you need to be tuning in to the healing melodies that you will be bringing forth, though you may remember some dreams in this regard. But it does mean that as we provide this information, as we sink these attunements deeper and deeper, further into your subconscious, if you will, in fact, you are bringing forth the memories. Some of you are beginning to hum familiar tunes. Where did this song come from? You see, it is not so much a song, but an aspect of, I cannot get that word. It's like, it's something to do with like the DNA strands or something. In fact, we are opening up. You see, it is quite important, therefore, to recognize that you are traveling light years ahead of yourself as your conscious self is catching up to the program. in fact, what we are opening up the channel or to receiving are codings that will be providing much of the source work. You see, she is ready to go, as well as many of you, advanced masters of the light. Now, we will leave you with this, because this is an important point. Some of you are still searching in the dark regarding this, in this regard. In other words, you are receiving the daily messages from the masters. Well, this is interesting information. We are glad she does this work. But who is she speaking of, these master folk? You see, it is primarily a discussion in terms of still the linear concepts. In other words, you are still relegating yourselves primarily to the linear body, to the flesh, to the bones, you see? And you are assuming that there are masters floating in heaven somewhere above the clouds. Now, you are of all the great metaphysicians. You have been around the block. You have read the books. You have attended the lecture series, yes? Some of you, in fact, have given the lecture series. And yet, because you still work in basically the physicality, there is still a tendency to separate our consciousness, our attunement, to yours. In fact, it is quite the opposite. We are blending with you. We are melding with you. We are attuning to be you, quite frankly, because in truth, that is where we stem from. We do not come in separate vehicles or separate bodies, so to speak, though we can, and we arrive quite often to make you feel more comfortable. In truth, we are the assembled body of master consciousness. Now, this is a loose term, but it will do for now. We assert the right for you to understand sooner rather than later that, in fact, this is what you are. In other words, we are simply attuning to your highest orchestration, that which you are getting used to being comfortable with, to receiving. Now, in truth, this is what is occurring. This is what is being orchestrated, and this is what is being downloaded. Now, when you are in fear, in the fear-based mode, when you are identifying with separation, when you are observing the judgmental mind, yes, you all still play with this at times, we notice. Now, it is not for you to carry the judgment about it, but simply the quiet observation. Because as you continue to turn on the light in this regard, as you continue to search the camera, the focus, and widen the lens, in fact, you will discover that there is your true self, what we would term for now the master species or consciousness that is observing all. Now, as you begin to notice this, you bring forward the messages of the heart. You bring forward the wisdom. Now, to recap, it is the wisdom of the moment. It is the wisdom of truth. It is also, let us suggest, the wisdom that you have agreed to be exposed. In other words, there are many of you ready to get said on the channeling program. There are many of you that have the healing ministries. There are many of you that will be working systematically on your grid points in order to infuse them with love. You understand. And so it serves you not to continue to dwell simply in the realm of the linear. Now, you still have your jobs to attend to, the pork chops to cook or what have you. But even in these moments, we ask you to remember that we travel with you, that your highest self and your own council of light, or whatever council functions as your advisory board for this incarnation, we advise you to tune in. You see, you have the time. You are simply standing there anyway. And we ask you to remember the protocol. In other words, let us adjourn with this. Upon arising in the moment in the morning, we ask you to keep the notepad by the bed. Now, we say this with love because even our channeler is forgetting to do this. So someone please gently remind her, are you recording the dreams and quite accurately? Because you see, you are all working with your various master counterparts, and you are receiving beautiful instruments of beauty, of information. You are receiving the alchemies of truth. Now, it is occurring whether you bring this into your focus. But as you understand, what you focus on will have an effect on your consciousness throughout the day. Imagine being able to record the key points of a teaching from the Dalai Lama upon awakening. We are making a strong suggestion to our channeler. We hope she listens, you see? Now, she is just one example. You all are having such teachings, such learnings, such happenings, such openings, and may we suggest some portals. Now, you are interested in going through portals, yes? May we suggest that you are bringing master keys, master codes, and signing off on important truths in these in-between states right before arising. So it is imperative at this time to not be sloppy about this. Write down the need for the writing instrument, the pad, upon awakening. Now, before pressing the feet upon the floor and arising, we ask you to adorn the belief that you are supported. It is quite important to do what you would term the root chakra work, yes? In other words, as you look at the trees of life, they are rooted and grounded with Mother Earth, with Gaia. They have an agreement that as they chose to appear, that they will be supported and provided. It is quite important at this time that you have that same feeling, that same trust. Is it any wonder that you are walking around almost half out of your body at times? It is because you are scared to arrive, yes? Now the energies are quite different than the star systems many of you travel on in your usual capacity, so it is quite understandable. But this is a very advanced group and it is time to get started. It is impossible to do the work that you are being called to do, that you have made the quest and the journey to do, if you are only half there, you see? That is the riddle of the day. If you are still hovering above the body, if you are still walking in fear, well then how can you be serving the masses? We say time's up, quite literally. In other words, each of you have a destiny, each of you have a calling card of service, of contract work, if you will. And it requires getting established right where you are for as long as you are. So it is aligning the root chakra with Mother Earth. Imagine the energy beaming down deep into her center and getting rooted, getting grounded. Now this can occur through the base of the spine or through the soles of the feet, or perhaps both. Try it out. The important thing is to make that connection, that bond, yes? Now, we have spoken about this and we will continue. It is important to extend the arms, to extend the branches, if you will, and understand that you carry the invisible cloak, shall we say. Now, the cloak can also be the angel wings. There is great reason you see the spiritual masters, the spiritual beings, to adorn the angel wings. In many respects, they are quite real. You see, they carry your multidimensional information. They carry great spiritual wealth. Now, when you are adorning your wings, you are feeling the strength of all your multidimensional experiences, your awarenesses, yes? Now, it is quite an important symbolism, and it is more. Trust us on this. Now, as we move to the crown chakra and the soul star chakra above, unite with the heavenly energies above. It is your divine right. You do not see the trees burying their top in the bushes or in the dirt, scared to be seen, you see? No, they are aligned with the star system, with the sun, with all of the heavenly energies above. It is quite important because, in fact, you are all quite galactic, yes? You are all receiving information from the galactic center. So it is quite important that you program yourself in the wee moments upon arising to have this focus, to secure yourself in the light body that you dwell in, to secure yourself in the column of light, which in truth is how you walk Holy Mother Earth. And so when all this is set, Now, you see, you have programmed yourself for the truth of things, and you are ready to begin your day. So, we share these words of wisdom because, again, you are awakening as a species. We kid you not, the codings are already there. The activations have already occurred. Now, of course, there is more to receive and integrate, and we have shared the reason for the process. You are all manifesting at a very fast rate, at a very fast pulse. Now, some of you are having quite a heyday with it, we admit, but it is happening, it is occurring. So we are here to provide comfort. We are here to provide the bunny slippers, the robes, and the extra pillows so that if you do fall, it will be a gentle one. But we are also here to counsel. In other words, quite frankly, you are the ones that have signed up for the physical incarnation. We have not. So it is for you to get a move on. In other words, to complete your master task. Now, it will be a partnership. We will work with you. We will be one with you, you may say. But in truth, we do not carry the physical body. So there are certain aspects of this partnership that require your due diligence, you see? So we surround you, dear ones, with our love. Please understand that the energies of the Elohim, of the divine Council of Light, travel with you, you see? These are the energies that are sponsoring these messages and more. These energies are a component of your field of awareness. You travel without them at no time. And many particular times, there are particular advanced studies that you are adhering to, and you will have select partnerships, select favorite master occurrences that will travel with you. Perhaps you will be walking with a favorite master and suddenly discovering that indeed they are an aspect of your own very self. These are the precious moments that we look forward to, when you truly recognize who you are. They come when you least expect it. They come when you are most ready to drop the idea or concept of the linear self. This is the biggest hint that we may drop in your ocean of awareness. So we will look forward to spending some time chatting, answering the many questions that you may have. We hope you continue to receive the attunement because the energies are quite strong and wholly available for your immersion, for your acceptance, for your relevance and expectation. In other words, use these energies to play in your new awakening Garden of Eden. Use them for your master creations. And so it is. Okay.